welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Stephen Cobb of ESET. Welcome, Stephen.
Good to be here, Brian.
Today, we are looking at the first in a two-part series on theft of electronic devices, specifically laptops, tablets, and smartphones. And ESET has done some research along with Harris looking at just how often folks experience theft of a device. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, Brian, we found that 1 in 10 people had experienced theft of a digital device, of those that you mentioned, the laptop, the smartphone, the tablet, all three of which could potentially contain a lot of very valuable personal information and a lot of account credentials, which could be very damaging in the wrong hands.
So, Stephen, it's pretty clear that people are having their devices stolen quite a bit. What is the number one place that people experience theft of their device?
I was surprised to find that most of the thefts were associated with cars. You know, I've for a long time advised people about their laptop in the car. You know, if you're going somewhere and you want to put the laptop in the trunk to keep it safe, do that before you get to the destination, because the last thing you want to do is park somewhere and somebody see you put your laptop in the trunk of the car, then they know which car to go and hit. But in general, thefts from cars, 21% of people have reported that.
Okay, the car is a big target. What's number two?
I was surprised there too. It's the home at 18%, which actually beat out the office. Actually, offices turn out they were only 7%. At 18%, that's, you know, almost 1 in 5, means that people do need to be aware that digital devices, and we're talking laptops, smartphones, tablets, do get stolen from home.
Tied for third place are two other places that we're going to talk about that really involve people on the go and travel. What's number 3 and 4?
Okay, so 11.5% is public transportation all the way up through the airport and airplanes. An indication there that when you're on the move, thieves know that you can be easily distracted, that you've got a lot of things on your mind targeting you there. And then also at 11.5%, cafes and restaurants. And if you think of people working on their devices when they go have a cup of coffee, go out to eat. Again, thieves are targeting that, and you do need to be careful when you're on the move.
Stephen, fascinating. As I said in the beginning, this is the first in a two-part series. So next week, we're going to look at what should you do if your device is stolen. You've been listening to the Malware Report, and we'll talk to you next week.